Jeff Theis reading from Theater, Art in Action, The Historical Profile, The Storytelling Tradition, page 44. The teller of stories, observes the great folklorist Stith Thompson, has everywhere and always found eager listeners. Whether his tale is the mere report of a recent happening, a legend of long ago, or an elaborate, contrived fiction, men and women have hung upon his words and satisfied their yearnings for information or amusement, for incitement to heroic deeds, for religious edification, or for release from overpowering monotony of their lives. As Thompson points out, the storytelling tradition encompasses a great variety of forms, including myths, heroic legends, saints' lives, animal fables, family sagas, jokes, and nonsense stories, and many, many others. What is common to all of these forms is the art of the storyteller. The best storytellers can captivate their audiences and hold them spellbound with what are essentially acting techniques such as character voices and expressive gestures. Often they make use of repetition and rhythm, even music. A well-told story may hold audience in suspense, even when the listeners know how events will turn out, as is often the case with storytelling in oral cultures. Every written literary tradition has been built on a foundation of storytelling and oral performance. For the art of words appears long before the art of writing. For example, centuries after a Greek expeditionary force destroyed the city of Troy, oral reports told and retold stories of the heroic deeds of the warriors on both sides. It was not until over 400 years had passed that the Greek poet Homer gathered these stories together into the epics known as the Iliad and the Odyssey. Homer may have composed his poems orally, as his predecessors had, or he may have written them down, employing what was then a new invention, the Greek alphabet. The great mass of stories, later collected as the 1001 Nights, circulated orally for centuries in the Muslim world before they became associated with perhaps the most famous of all fictional storytellers, Scheherazade. The case of Scheherazade, though fictional, suggests the prominent role women have always taken in the storytelling tradition. Historically, the oral tradition of a culture has tended to be eroded by the arrival of print media such as books and newspapers. This process is being accelerated today by the worldwide influence of the electronic media such as movies and television. However, the art of the storyteller continues to be practiced. Modern storytellers can be found today performing in schools and storytelling festivals and any other situations in which an audience is gathered to listen with imagination and appreciation. The stories told may be old, hundreds, even thousands of years old, but by the dramatic art of the storyteller, they are rendered fresh and new.